Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live as always in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy three-hour program lined up today. Great guests, including professional sports bettor Paul Stone. Games of the year are up for college football at DraftKings and beyond. He will explain what he bet and what he likes at this stage of the game. Jonathan Davis on the Stanley Cup. Tom Byrne, NBA Finals. It's a small card in Major League Baseball, but we'll kick it around. We'll recap what took place for the most wins in the month of May. My God. And we'll begin here, Paulie, with, first of all, congratulations to you, my man. 19-1. You bet, and you advise people get down on that early on in the playoffs. This is during the first round when the Cavaliers were struggling on defense against the Miami Heat. And you said, right, if this is going to be a thing against Miami, my God, what can Indiana do to this team?
Yep, I'm vanilla, baby. So I thought the Pacers were the better team against the Knicks.
They were.
Yep. Certainly the Knicks were sloppy with the ball, but how it turned out. We thought $5 was asinine, what the Cavs were laying in the second round.
And bet up.
And plus 2.5 games was $1.10 for the Pacers. But it wasn't just how bad defensively they started. It also was how Cleveland stopped playing the last couple weeks of the season and were sitting people and kind of limped in. So certainly the injuries had a lot to do with it. But I wasn't the only one, and I wish I was earlier the dance. You know, like Rick, who sent it in. He had 70 to 1. He's got 130-1 to win the title. Dan Goodwin, who has 190-1, which he bet in January.
Wow.
All this happened in January, and they have the second best record in the league to OKC since January 1st. They got off to a slow start. It's not that outrageous. They made the conference finals last year. We kicked around rollover parlay because we thought it'd be Boston if they beat Cleveland, but you got the upset there. So that worked out. Here's the big boy from Rick. What he has as well. Yeah, the cash out. No way. No thanks with that. But his big tickets that he has. So congrats to the people who got there early. And it worked out. And now we'll see if you can complete the whole thing here. If they can shock the world and beat the Thunder.
Another one months ago on VSiN.com. Zach Cohen wrote it and had a great preview and breakdown and why he was telling people to bet the Pacers at 44-1 to win the East. I will also remind people that this is another great example of why, if you're going to bet futures like this, always consider the conference along with the title, if you would like. I prefer betting the conference anyway over winning a title, because now what are you going to do if you're holding 130-1 here?
Yeah.
You can monkey around here if you would like.
The double's 275 at DraftKings.
Yeah, you can also lose that, though.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, but also, you're in a good spot, though, if they kick game one. But, yeah, sure. Good point. You're right. But these numbers that were, I mean, it's outrageous. This doesn't happen in the NBA. Number one, it's a 4 seed. Number two, that with the prices, and can you finish it, and goes back to the 14-15 Warriors that were 30-1 as well. 30-1 before the playoffs, 19-1 while the first round was going on, 20-1 before the season, 75 in that range in January. And then here it is. They get it done and get back to the finals for the first time since 99.
And I could definitely be wrong on this. I think it's going to be a fun series. I think it can go, you know, 6-7 games. I think they're alive here to make it a little interesting. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's an Oklahoma sweep. But I'll say this. They deserve to be here. The Pacers do. They were the best team in the East in the playoffs this year. They were better than the Cavaliers. I know the one game was a total fluke, but they did that 3 times in the span of like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, but that played out in 5 games, folks. Also, the Cavaliers were a little bit dinged up. You talked about that, but I don't know if it was going to matter or not. Pacers were better in that series, and the excuse making on social media for the Knicks, great story, awesome run. They were not the better team than the Pacers in this series. I don't know what people are watching. I just, maybe get out of the East Coast, maybe leave Manhattan once in your life to figure out there's more to life than New York City. I don't know. I was blown away to see how many people thought the Knicks were just a little unfortunate. And regardless, I think this is going to be, again, this means nothing. I think Thunder would have blasted the Knicks. Could be dead wrong about that. We'll never know. I think the Pacers are much livelier in this series with who they are and how they operate. And what do you think of Haliburton not winning the MVP?
I was surprised. He took the step forward and then he didn't get it. It was almost like when Charles won, they did the Heisman, and Woodson stood up before they announced his name.
Mm-hmm.
But your buddy Tim Bontemps and others, Bontemps, who had a vote, ESPN reached out to several people. He goes, help me out here. What are you going to do? They all said Siakam. So that was 65-1 before the playoffs started.
Oh, man.
That's another big one.
Oof.
That's, yep. But to your point, though, OKC, you give up a lot of threes. They pack the paint. And these guys, you know, Siakam 46%, Turner 40%, Nembhard 48%, Nesmith 50%. That's what they're shooting from three in the playoffs. All this can't continue. This it has. I kept saying, what if this continues?
Mm-hmm.
The effective field goal percentage, how they spread you out, how they play so fast, and how they knock down threes, and you have the great player in Haliburton as well. That's why they could pull this off, where they're probably going to get killed on the boards. OKC might beat them in five. That's possible. But you have the chance there where you have this great offense and you shoot so many threes and the Thunder give up a lot of threes and pack the paint. If they're falling, they got a shot.
The Thunder should annihilate them on the glass.
That's going
to
get
like
ugly.
You talked about. And so Chet is the favorite to win that market. Most rebounds in the NBA Finals. Chet's like minus 125. We'll get into that coming up throughout the show today. But some of these numbers overall are stunning to me. And, you know, you can find probably maybe a little bit different from book to book. But to average 30 points per game, that market is up. For example, Jalen Williams and Siakam, they're each 16-1. Will they average 30 points per game? Halliburton's 30-1. SGA is minus 450 to average 30 points per game.
My God.
So this is my favorite bet. The only thing I've made so far. You can also find this at BetMGM. How many points per game will Shai Gilgeous-Alexander average in the series? Average. The number is 33.5.
Ooh!
He has to average 33. He's got to go over that number to beat me.
Yeah.
That's the only bet that I made so far is to go under. And this, yes, I'm going to be, you know, typical. This is like a typical Paul Howard bet. You want to bet the no hole in one.
Right.
I'm betting for not a lot of fun. He can still get 30 a game. Just don't average 33.6 points per game in the series, and I'm going to be a winner here. Yeah,
no buzzer beater.
But this is going to be excruciating. I have to now root against SGA in the NBA Finals. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but that number is astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
So many things have to happen for him to go over, and I think so many things can happen to make it go under. For example, the blowout scenario here is in several games.
Could be.
Right? I mean, they have been so good at home. He might have 31 points middle third quarter, and they're up by 30. And they're like, let's get these guys out of here right now.
Not bad. Minus 3,500 to lead the series in points. This is ridiculous. The second guy is 25-1, Jalen Williams. How about this? Maybe they sweep him. They've only lost one home game, and they were up 9 with 2:40 left.
Mm-hmm.
Will the Thunder win every game at home is minus 120. Will Indiana win? I don't think they're gonna win in OKC.
So I wonder now, if it's a four-game sweep, betting the minus 120 is better than a rollover parlay then, obviously, because they're laying, what, 9.5 in game one.
Yeah.
So now it basically you would have to, if it goes seven games, you would have to bet the Thunder on the money line and roll it over on every single game at home, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun to do. But then they would have to win all four at home then if it goes seven games.
Yeah.
That would also tie into the Pacers winning all three games at home, which is like 8-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big number there.
Yeah. And they've had their issues on the road, no doubt. I mean, they're 0-6 ATS. So OKC, see if OKC can finally cover a game here. And certainly Minnesota should have grabbed both. You get that unbelievable performance, score 126 points and lose in game four. So, but a lot of creativity, a lot of good stuff up. And a lot of people I talk to like game one over. With the rest. And I would think that's the recipe for how Indiana's going to have to win.
Well,
fast. And plus, OKC could run with them as well.
Absolutely,
when you look at
can.
The pace and get up and down. Yep. Now, Haliburton has struggled in the last four games against them, which spans 2 years. So that's cause for concern as well. They have locked him down. You're going in the Dortcher chamber as well. But he's only averaged 12 points a game in the last four meetings.
There's also this to tie that in, right? Most assists in the series. You had him against the Knicks. That was a winner. He's minus 650 against the Thunder here.
Where's that?
That's at BetMGM.
He's $9 at DraftKings.
Okay, so I'm looking at SGA. But SGA just led every game against the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Every player, both teams, he led every game in assists.
Not bad.
He's 4-1, or if you want to get super crazy, Jalen Williams is 66-1 in case Haliburton doesn't have his full-blown, you know, 14 per game, and he goes crazy. But there's an angle here where they're so good defensively, maybe he has, like, five or six in a couple of games, and that leaves the door open for somebody else. I think maybe the most intriguing series leader market would be most threes. Halliburton's about, and again, these numbers are going to be a little bit different, but you have Halliburton, who's plus 160. Neesmith is 4-1. Dort's 5-1. SGA is 9-1. I thought about Caruso right away, but he's 22-1 at the one book that I looked at. If I could find like a 40 or 50-1 shot on Caruso, maybe I'd consider that.
Got to take care of the ball. This team, I've never seen a team like this that turns you over. They are just insane with the defense. But that's the Knicks. Indiana was plus 74 in the series on transition points, and the Knicks had 18 turnovers in game six, which led to 34 points. Yep. You just kept getting it. You just can't keep doing that. And that's how it's going to get you beat every time. Want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Full year, $199. Pre-order the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. You get the morning email from Bill 80, every best bet, every host, every guest, the betting splits, DraftKings, and Circa, the dog videos, and the NFL betting guide dropping July 1st. Limited time offer, VSiN.com/subscribe, promo code BOOK. Book, sign up, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll get into Major League Baseball. And if I've said it once, I think I've said it about 1,000 times, but it's the most exciting market to bet with this sport. It delivered yet again. The sweat was absolutely insane. This time, for some of us, in excruciating fashion, and it involved four different teams. We will relive it next. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone coming up in 15 minutes. DraftKings released games of the year for a ton of them in college football. He made a bunch of bets. Find out what they are coming up at that time. So it's my favorite way to bet baseball now. Has been for a couple of years. The most wins in a given month. It's a daily, weekly, monthly sweat grind. You love it. You put the bet in and you have something to track for 30 full days. And you can start over with a fresh and brand new team the next month. So I had the Tigers in pocket, bet them on, I think it was April 29th, at 16-1 for the most wins.
Good job.
In the month of May. I'll tell you how that played out, because I bet it at Caesars at that time. Different tiebreakers for different books. So for those of you who are not paying attention, and why it's just, this was a kick to the stomach, quite frankly, but yet the sweat was so awesome. This is why we do this, right? Because it's so fun at times. Going into the action on Saturday, the final day of May, the Tigers and the Phillies were tied with 19 wins. The Cardinals had 18, and Minnesota had 18. Miraculously, Minnesota had 18, because while you were sleeping late on Friday night on the West Coast, or maybe you were paying attention to watching that crazy game between the Dodgers and the Yankees, the Mariners led the Twins 6-3, going to the top of the ninth inning. It's a save situation for Andres Munoz, who...
What do I tell you, though?
It's a save situation for him.
I don't bring these guys in when there's margin for error. 3-4-5-run lead. Okay. Don't bring them in. I've been saying it for 70 years.
Paul, Munoz was 17 for 17 in save situations. And oh, by the way, he had not allowed a single earned run the entire year. That's two full months of baseball. Not a single earned run.
Yeah.
So what happens? Mariners are leading 6-3. They go to the top of the ninth. Single, strikeout, two-run blast. Okay, 6-5. First, earned runs he allowed the entire year. Oops, then he allows another single. Oops, there's a stolen base. Oops, there's another single. Twins tied up at 6 apiece. Okay, not dead yet. Mariners can still go to the bottom of the ninth and win the game. They didn't. It goes to the top of the 10th. Twins get six more. And they win that game 12-6. So after that game, there is the potential here for a four-way tie, and then it's going to come down to tiebreakers or dead heat rules involving the Cardinals, the Twins, the Tigers, and the Phillies. Incredible. Mm-hmm. So then you fast forward to Saturday. Philly, Detroit, and St. Louis all played at the same time. Lizardo had absolutely... You see what he did? He allowed 12 earned runs to the Brewers.
Yep. Couldn't believe it. Swept.
Yep. It's 5-0 Milwaukee before you can blink.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I don't have to sweat that game out. Thank you, Milwaukee, for showing up. That's awesome. And at the same time, Skubal is brilliant yet again, seven innings. Two hits, seven Ks, no walks, no runs. Zippo. Royals got nothing. I should be in pretty good shape, right, to win that bet? Hold on a second here. Tigers are getting no hit by not Chris Bubich, who was supposed to go on Saturday, by Michael Wacha through six innings. It's scoreless. Finally, the Royals get one home late, like in the eighth. They win the game 1-0. So then, Phillies Tigers are tied still with 19 wins. That's a two-way dead heat, or comes onto a tiebreaker at that point. But at the same time, Sonny Gray was absolutely brilliant. Cardinals beat the Rangers 2-0. The Twins then that night jumped on the Mariners 3-0. We're staring at a four-way dead heat or tiebreakers, which would have gone to the Twins here at Circa.
Oh!
They gave up the lead. They lost an extras 5-4. It's a three-way tie then with 19 wins apiece for the Cardinals, Tigers, and the Phillies. At Circa, it came down to fewest losses, which means St. Louis came from behind to steal it, and Chris Bennett tweeted out here at Circa, nobody believed in them. So I don't know if that meant that they took no bets on them whatsoever here. They scooped the pot. At Caesars, where I bet Detroit, it was graded a three-way dead heat and a 16-1 bet cashed at plus 467 based on the numbers that the Phillies were before the month started and the Cardinals before the month started as well. Can you believe this?
I can't. It was nuts.
After 31 days?
I know. Yeah, come down to that. I know.
Oh, my God.
The blown lead with the Phillies getting stinking up the joint. What happened? Yep. Eric Biggio, a great trader over at Caesars, said the Phillies went off 9-1, Tigers 12, and the Cardinals 60.
Cardinals 60-1.
That was the dead heat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but it's just, you know what? I said this, I think it was on Friday. I'll take a dead heat. No complaints. I mean, it would have been great if, you know, had they gotten Scooble two runs and I win the game and I cash a 16-1, that would have been awesome. Would have been a great way to finish a bad month of May for me, by the way. But I'll take the dead heat. Great. It's a winner. And I implore you, because DraftKings offers it, Caesars offers it, / Will Hill, and Circa does as well. It has simply turned into my favorite way to bet baseball now all the time. It's awesome. Got to get involved. Have a lot of fun. I'm on the Yankees for the month of June, talked about that, and what a series that was, huh? How about Friday night? I'm watching on Apple TV.
Couldn't believe it.
To begin the game like that with a bang?
Yeah.
Both guys, Judge and Ohtani?
Yep. And then the Yankees blow it, and Frieda's been so good, but then it was just like the World Series, where, again, you open the floodgates and the Dodgers get it done. Incredible.
Yeah. So, but for both of those guys to go yard in the first inning, and for Ohtani to answer like that, and that was on Max. I mean, he left it up way too high, and, you know, he just absolutely crushed it. It was a missile, and then, you know.
Well, still, to have that ERA and not get touched up the whole year, I know. It's just the dam breaks and what happens. So, all this, you're right. There's so many great things to bet, so many fun storylines. You got the Yurphy, you know, first five stuff, and then you have the A's and you have the Colorado Rockies, which, again, the Rockies got swept. The Mets are $4 in a couple of the games. The Scheffler stuff is hilarious, which we'll talk about. I mean, I can't get enough of that. I just can't. You can have so much fun with props here and the creativity as well. I mean, there's so much you can do with Scheffler, Rockies. Hell, put up, will they win a series? I don't care. Huh? Just put a number up, right? Because they haven't won a series since last year. They might lose 136 games.
They've been swept 10 times already this year?
They've been swept 10 times. This is the, well, what the hell did I write down? Is this the fourth time they're on an eight-game? This is the fourth time they're on an eight-game losing streak already.
I would have guessed more.
So you got that? Okay, right? So this is just hilarious what's happening. 9-50, the record, 50 losses in the fewest games. You got to go back to the 1884 Kansas City Unions, who were 7-50. They're 3-28 on the road, and everyone having fun with the Scheffler stuff, which he's got this. You go back to May 1st, wins. Rockies 4, Scheffler 3, and then events / games 29-4. So he's won three of the last four tournaments, and these guys have four wins. Come on!
Yeah, but if you cut it down to from May 2nd to right now, it's three apiece.
Yeah, three apiece. Yeah. I know.
And by the way, they offer that here again at Circa. They did it on Friday. We talked about it. The Mets sweep them? Mm-hmm. They took money on that. The Mets did on the Yes. It was like -115, bet up to -120. But again, tied in with the money line. Do you know if they have it up right now?
I asked Bennett. He says he's thinking about putting it up, but he hadn't put it up yet.
Okay.
With Miami, right? and Miami's $2 today.
Well, they should be because Max Meyer goes for them, and he should have a field day against this team.
Well, he's the guy who was pitching when he couldn't hold the 6-run lead though last time.
Well, but that's also, what was that, Padres?
Yeah.
That's kind of a different story, though.
Okay, yeah.
He could have had a 6-run lead against LSU, and I would have said, okay, well, LSU, I'll take my chances with them, and I'm not going to take my chances with the Rockies. Although college baseball, though, what happened this weekend still?
Yeah.
Which we'll touch on coming up a little bit later on. So if you can find them to get swept, that's incredible.
That's
but again, it's like a three-team rollover parlay, and you're laying $4 every single day.
Well, he'll put it up again for the Mets because they have the Mets at home then coming up, and it's a 4-game set. So, right, that's good for business, and this is just staggering. With how bad they are, and all-time bad.
If the number is right, would you bet the Marlins to sweep them?
I actually like the Rockies tonight, believe it or not.
You mean
Marquez.
Outright? Or
yeah, I think they can win the game with Marquez. He does have an ERA of almost 7 here going back, Meyer. So,
did you see Marquez's numbers on the road?
Yeah, he was good against the Cubbies, though.
Oof. I think his ERA is almost 10 on the road.
This feels like the scene in Casino. Ah, gee, it's a casino. People got to win sometimes. I mean, you're going to win a game? I mean, you get 3-28 on the road. You get swept in all these games. You can't win a series. They're averaging 2.4 runs per game on the road and hitting 190. I mean, this is just
an
abomination.
Forget about the run line or Lane alternate runs. Are you okay with Lane $3 in some of these games against them?
Hasn't been a problem other than one against the Cubs, right?
I did a couple times when they played the Phillies. I laid big numbers.
Uh-huh.
Like higher than $2, and I think 190 was one of the games. I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, there's been a scare here and there, right? They're hanging around in some of the games,
mm-hmm.
but between this putrid pitching staff and they can't hit, especially on the road, it's just right.
It's forget about. Right. I mean, the White Sox were staggeringly bad last year, and we've totally forgotten about them.
Oh, absolutely, blowing right by them. Yep. Don't forget about the A's.
Yeah.
They had not that long ago. They had the best record in baseball on the road. They've lost 11 in a row on the road, and they're 1-17. And Joe Ryan's only $1.60 tonight. How'd you like to play the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest for free? Winner Circa Proxy giving away one free entry to East Contest plus full proxy service. What a deal. WinnerCircleProxy.com. What are we up to? 330 people already?
Yeah.
Good start. Good start. WinnerCircleProxy.com/Veasan. Enter now for your chance to win. Visit the website.
DraftKings released a bunch of games of the year in college football over the weekend. We'll kick around best bets with point spreads that stood out to professional sports bettor Paul Stone next here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
So, Paulie, over the weekend, DraftKings decided that's about time we release some games of the year in college football. They put up 65 different games of the year in that great sport for bettors to try to take advantage of and see what they like. And buddy of this show, longtime guest, longtime friend, Paul Stone, pro sports bettor, decided, you know what, I'm going to make the drive to Louisiana because I like a bunch of games that DK put up, and he joins the program now in the Progressive Guest Line. Paul, good to see you again. Let's begin here. Did you notice a team or two that DK was maybe a little bit different than you on with their numbers one way or the other? Either they were higher on a team or lower on a team than you are?
Yeah, I'd say, Mitch, that I'm a little bit higher on LSU than DraftKings was or is. You know, I've got LSU power rated number 5 in my power rankings. They did a very good job in the portal. In fact, I think they were the number 1 team in the portal. So they were a team that I was higher on than the book. And then a team that I was just a little bit lower would have been Alabama. I certainly expect Kalen DeBoer to have a better year number 2 there in Tuscaloosa. But maybe just by a point or two on each game, they had Alabama power rated a little bit higher than I did. So that would be one team both ways that I would point out.
Okay, so we'll get to one of those LSU games coming up in a little bit. I know that some people who I respect have been high on Illinois in the offseason, and then you would think that we're going to see a comeback-to-earth kind of story from Indiana after they made the playoff last year. They play right away in September, and they made Indiana -3 in this game against the Illini. What did you do with that?
You know, you pretty well, hit the points that some of the points I was going to make there, you know. First of all, I think this game opened at 4.5. I actually bet it. I think I got 4. It's down to 3 now. But this Illinois team last year, they won 10 games last year. They return a ton of experience on both sides of the ball. That includes their quarterback, third-year starting quarterback Luke Altmaier. The only loss is really they lost their two top receivers, one of those being NFL third-round draft choice Pat Bryant. But other than that, they've got basically everybody else of note back. In Indiana, you know, off last season's improbable run to the playoffs, they've got quite a good core of players back as well. But they're going to be starting a new quarterback, and I think that's pretty significant. They're going to turn to Cal transfer Fernando Mendoza. Mendoza's going to replace Curtis Rourke, who played one season last year in Bloomington, and what a season it was after transferring from Ohio University. But Indiana last year, you're talking about return to earth. They were plus 15 in turnovers, living on the right side of things. I don't think they're going to be quite that good this year. This Illinois team, really good. I like the advantage at quarterback for Illinois. Mendoza's thrown 16 interceptions over the past couple of years, so he does have some ball security questions. Brett Bielema there at Illinois as a road underdog, 13-4 against the spread as a road dog those four seasons in Champaign. So I still like Illinois at the plus +3 over Indiana.
Very good, sir. Let's stay in the Big Ten a week later. September 27th, Penn State 4 at home to Oregon.
You know, first of all, I think everybody that listens to this show, or most people anyway, are well aware of James Franklin's historic futility against top competition. You know, the numbers kind of vary, but the best I can tell, I don't have a database that really kicks out this information accurately, but it looks like he's 1-15 straight up versus top five opponents and 4-20 straight up versus top 10 opponents. So Penn State hadn't done very well against the better teams on their schedule, to put it mildly. But I think a lot of that, obviously a lot of those losses came against Ohio State and Michigan, two really good programs. And I think in most of those years, I don't know if it was so much James Franklin getting outcoached and being over his head, or just the mere fact that those teams were better than Penn State. And I'm not so sure that's going to be the case this year. I really like this Penn State team. They're actually, and I know I'll probably take some flack for this, based on their offense, they're my number one power-rated team. You know, year in and year out, Penn State's going to play great defense. You know they're going to give up less than 20 points a game on average. Some years their offense is good. Some years not so good. But I really like what they're going to put on the field offensively this year. A veteran quarterback in Drew Aller, who takes care of the ball. They've got the best 1-2 running back punch tandem in all of college football. Lightning, Nicholas Singleton, Thunder, Catron Allen. Those two guys have rushed for almost 5,800 yards in their first three seasons together there in Happy Valley. Their passing game's going to be better, I think, with the addition of Syracuse transfer Trevor Pena, wide receiver who transferred in late spring. Pena last year, 84 catches, 941 yards, and 9 touchdowns for the Orange. So he's going to energize that offense. Meanwhile, Oregon's going to be breaking in a new quarterback in a guy who started a couple of years ago at UCLA, Dante Moore, a big-time five-star recruit. He actually was Dylan Gabriel's backup at Oregon last year, but again in 2023, he started 5 games at UCLA, mixed results. He was a true freshman, but they still got questions at the quarterback position, does Oregon. Penn State's got a couple of other advantages here that I really like. Usually when one team gets a bye before a big game, the other team also gets a bye, but Penn State, they've got a bye before playing Oregon. Oregon, meanwhile, is going to be playing for the 5th straight Saturday in September.
There you go.
That's going to allow Penn State full focus. They're also going to be able to get those bumps and bruises healed. And secondly to that, it's going to be a whiteout. This game's going to be the whiteout game for the Nittany Lions. 7:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff already set. I think Penn State's going to win this one by a touchdown or more. I like the Nittany Lions -4 over the Ducks.
Good job.
That was awesome.
Good job. I'm with you. That's excellent. Same day. Hottie toddy. LSU +2.5 on the road.
Yeah, I'm not sure, again, that any program fared better in the transfer portal than LSU. And 24/7 Sports agrees with that assessment. They've got LSU's portal class ranked number one in the nation. LSU, they don't have any obvious holes. They fill gaps on both sides of the ball, but especially on defense. I'm not going to go through each and every addition to their lineup. But Patrick Payton from Florida State, an edge rusher, he gives them a big-time guy who can pressure the quarterback. They obviously have the veteran quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier, who is one of the front runners for this year's Heisman Trophy. And you look at that LSU team again, while they're pretty much set throughout the lineup, Ole Miss can't say the same. You know, in today's college football, I'm not sure what constitutes a returning starter, but one publication says Ole Miss only has a grand total of four returning starters. And I know Lane Kiffin, he's the self-described portal king, but he's got a lot of holes to fill. They've got a new quarterback, a redshirt sophomore Austin Simmons. So they're going from a first-round draft choice, an experienced guy in Jackson Dart, to an unknown commodity in Austin Simmons. Little bit of drop off there. I just like this LSU team. Again, I made them actually a 4.5-point favorite in this game.
Oh, man.
And they're getting 2.5 points. I normally don't fluctuate that much from the line maker. LSU is going to win this game outright at Vaught-Hemingway. Like LSU plus 2.5 over Ole Miss on September 27th.
All right, very strong. As we continue here talking college football games of the year, posted this weekend at DraftKings with professional sports bettor Paul Stone. He's on the Progressive Guest Line. Same conference later on in the year. November 22nd, Florida, 2.5 against Tennessee. Which team do you like here?
You know, last year, Tennessee obviously won 10 games, qualified for the inaugural 12-team playoff. Meanwhile, Florida, man, it looked like Billy Napier was as good as gone there in Gainesville. But DJ Lagway gets healthy. They win the last four games, including upset victories at home over LSU and Ole Miss. Really finished the 2024 season on a high note. So now we fast forward to 2025 in Tennessee, clearly replacing a lot of people, and they were replacing a lot of people before, but right at the end of spring training, as you guys know, I think it was the day before the spring game, actually, their quarterback, Nico Iamaliava, he tells them, "Hey, man, I'm in the transfer portal." He quickly transfers to UCLA. Now their quarterback's going to be Joey Aguilar, who spent the last two seasons at Appalachian State, a clear drop off from Nico. Meanwhile, DJ Lagway, he didn't participate in spring training there for Florida, but he seems like he's going to be healthy for the start of the 2025 season. This guy Lagway, a dynamic athlete, a great player. I think he might be the best quarterback in the country if he's healthy. He's actually a guy from Willis, Texas, 50 miles north of Houston. And for people who have followed college football for a little while, that's the same high school that produced Michael Bishop, a guy who played for Kansas State in the late 90s. So another great quarterback out of Willis. You look at it as far as the kind of the power rating standpoint and what this line infers. It infers that Tennessee's power rating, the fact that this game is in Gainesville, is a point or a point and a half higher than Florida's. Florida's a better football team than Tennessee this year. Their roster's better on a neutral site. I like Florida minus 2.5 over Tennessee.
Oh, man, the analysis was so good. We don't have time for this one, but also that same day, you like Duke plus 3 against North Carolina, yeah?
Yeah, this is just pretty much a play against North Carolina. I think their roster is not even as good as it was last year when they went 6-7 on the season, 3-5 in ACC play. Duke is just a team that they seem to do more with less each year. They get the most out of their talent. Darian Mensah comes in at quarterback for Duke. I like Duke to beat North Carolina. They're getting plus 3 there in Chapel Hill.
Oh, that was so good, Paul. Thank you for the time. We really appreciate that. Follow him on X. He's at Paul Stone Sports. We'll catch up soon, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me. Y'all have a great summer.
Back at you. Win, lose up next, and maybe more crazy numbers here on Scotty Scheffler coming up.
Night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, congrats if you had the Pacers. Congrats if you still have the Pacers. At least you have a chance, even though OKC's a $7 favorite. 30-1 before the playoffs to win the East. 20-1 before the season. 75-1 in January. Siakam, Eastern Conference MVP, 65-1 before the playoffs. How shocked were you?
I was mildly shocked.
It was hilarious because Halliburton takes the step forward. Not so fast, my friend.
Okay, let me put it this way. If they would have had live odds up at that moment right in front of you and said, who are you going to bet? If the number was not outrageous, I would have said, I got to bet Halliburton here.
Yeah.
He's going to win the award. And then, oops, that would have been dead wrong.
39 in game two.
Yeah.
He had 30 in a couple other games.
All those assists.
Yeah. Halliburton had the all-time performance, but then followed up with a stinker.
Oh, but the big comeback.
Yeah, sure.
How much of that was on him?
Sure. Most points in the game, Siakam 7-1. First basket, Brunson plus 350. Most wins in May, Cardinals at circa 180-1. Dead heat at Will Hill and Caesars, Phillies 9, Tigers 12, Cardinals 60. Saturday in MLB, Muncy, two home runs, 40-1. Hoskins also 40-1. Friday, Ohtani 16-1. What is going on in college baseball? Absolute madness. Friday, East Carolina plus 230. St. Mary's plus 320. Utah Valley 6-1. Columbia plus 380. Murray State plus 280. Saturday, North Dakota State plus 650. And then yesterday, the number one team in the country couldn't even make the Super Regionals. Vandy out. Wright State plus 550. And then LSU loses. Would the 27 Yankees against this year's Rockies team, would the Rockies still be 14-1?
I don't know.
Little Rock was 14-1 to win a baseball game.
No, they would not be. No. Yeah, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
To win a baseball game.
We talked about it because they played Friday. LSU was minus 7.5 runs. They couldn't even win the game.
But how about what happened on Friday against Wright State? The Wright State pitcher is no-hitting them through, what, six? 70,
yeah.
75 pitches. Get out.
I know.
Get out of the game.
Get that. No way.
And they blew it.
That's on him. Get off the mound. You're not taking the ball from me.
Absolutely.
I am a no-hitter.
Stay away.
You're not taking me out. Champions League. PSG 16-1 before it started. Minus 4.5 goals, 60-1. I mean, who knows? I mean, it was something like that. That's crazy. UFC, Reese by decision, 9-1. Brahma, submission, 5-1. Round 1, 7-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these tweets and videos. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Send them in. We'll put you on. Good mix today with a lot of fun. Here's the dad getting chased by the puppies nonstop. He's like, come on now. We got 10 puppies here. I just want to lay down and enjoy myself in the backyard. It's a nice day. Look at this. How many, Mitch?
No, that's a litter of... Come on.
15?
Is that one litter?
Look at that. They're all chasing 15. Them. Can't get away. They want a piece of dad. Like, no. Oh, he's not getting any sleep. No relaxation for that guy. No way. All right, I'm going in fresh to this one. You sent two in. What is this? Oh, Santa Maria. Okay. On the strip... $25 denomination triple play Royale with cheese, 100,000 on the bottom.
Hello.
Yeah. Dealt four to the Royal. I never get it. This individual did. Imagine if it was dealt. Hello.
Well, I would never get it on triple play. Uh-huh. I can't get that on 10 play.
Yeah. I had back to back 0 for 10s.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I did get it one time not that long ago, but that was only dealt three.
That's right. You were
never
dealt three.
Never would have dealt four.
Yep. That is something. Good hit for that gentleman. You sent this in. A regular. We can say his name. Look at how big. I thought for sure this was Randy McKay. A $5 denomination, $5 progressive, Royale with cheese, 20,000 normally. It's up to 33,000 on the progressive in the Summerlin, the west side. You know it's the best side.
Frequent guest here on the program.
I never would have guessed this.
Aaron Renning.
Come on.
Popped
I didn't even know he
bad
played.
Bad boy Friday night.
Wow.
Told me, obviously, that we could say his name. He said that the machine was giving him good stuff all night.
He held two?
Held two.
Mamma mia.
So I did not see that originally because the first shot that he sent me on a text, I could not, like the held right there, it was like crossed out on the photo. I'm like, hold on a second here. Was that dealt or was that the redraw?
Yeah,
because I couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
He goes, oh, no, here's a better picture. And then it was only two. I'm like, oh, my God, man.
What a feeling. ER, 33,000. How about Nick? Nick watches the show. Nick was at Planet Hollywood on the strip. He's playing Ultimate X. Triple play, 50 cents, dealt aces.
But this is the guy next to him. This is not him. He took a picture of the guy next to him.
It's not Nick?
He did not know who the guy was.
Oh, it was a stranger.
Yes.
Next to Nick. And then the guy gets the kicker on one of them, but the one that counts 12 times, 18,000. It's raining here. Get to town. Come on. Ah, condolences, Nick. And how about this story? I met Mike and Debbie from Florida. No, before I get there. Look at this. I think this is Caesars. Can you tell? Is it Caesars? Hello. 5,000 a push. The John Daly slots. Champagne. Champagne room. Look at this.
Oh, man.
If you get any bar, what does it say, Luke? Any bar is 20,000 or something? 5,000 a push. I think it's Caesars high limit. Ah, the insanity. I wonder why people like you didn't lose 400,000 in one. Yeah, if you play like that, you did. Those John Daly stories.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unbelievable. So I went, I met Mike and Debbie. They watch every day from Florida. Mike's like me, he has bad plumbing. So they went out to dinner, and Debbie knows the deal. After dinner, you know, Mike has to make a pit stop.
Right away. Okay, right. Yeah.
So she has time to kill. She sits down on Huff and Puff, puts money in, $2.50 a push. That's it. $2.50. She gets the bonus and then gets the spin and hits the jackpot up top, $9,800, because Mike had to use the bathroom.
Well, there you go.
How good is that?
Have another order of French fries next time, Mike. Make sure you got to go to the bathroom extra.
No kidding.
Whenever you go to the... Yeah, let her gamble whenever she wants moving forward.
Debbie gets the big win. I got another good story with him coming up in a second. Lose some. Rockies 3-28 on the road. A's have lost 17 of 18 and 11 in a row on the road. In the bad beat, Mariners, as you mentioned, led by 3 in the ninth and blew it. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final almost here. Profit X offering the best odds all playoff long. Profit X peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states. The first of its kind in the U.S. You'll be able to make your picks against other groups of fans rather than against books. Exchanges guarantee you the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. Download Profit X today, code Visa, and earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. So he lives in a development with 370 people. 370 homes in the development.
This is Mike you're talking about.
Lived there for 4 years, correct.
Okay.
The wife hit the jackpot. In 4 years, no one has ever come in. He's never gone in someone's house. He'll come out. He'll wave goodbye to the person. Say, hey, how you, or say, hey, Jeff, how you doing? What's up? He always goes out. Pretends like he's having a conversation. Put the ringer. Ringer's got to be off. Ringer off. And then always pretending he has a conversation. He takes the garbage out at night. Doesn't want to talk.
He never wants to have any interaction. That's unbelievable. That's genius.
Yeah, this is a move. He always walks out with the phone. He takes out the garbage at night. And then he always has the phone up to his ear. Hey, Mitch, morning.
That's it. That's so good.
Right? That's the extent.
Oh, Mike.
And then one
time. We got to hang out sometime. He was just here?
This guy's unbelievable. Former cop. You'll love him. I go, this is brilliant. I don't want anybody in my home. I don't want to have to do anything. I don't want to talk to people. Just leave me alone. 4 years. He's got the whole thing down.
It's brilliant.
I know.
It's simple.
It is.
But I guaranteed it works.
But he was adamant.
Sorry, busy. Yep. Right here. Yep.
Ringer's got to be off, though.
You don't want to.
Got your pants down. I look like a fool.
Right.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know what the craziest number here is to pay off the tees on Scottie Scheffler or the Rockies. He's below 3-1 to win the U.S. Open in two weeks.
Yeah.
He's like +250 or +2 to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah. You can have so much fun with this stuff, Scheffler, Rockies, whatever. But what this is, in 2 weeks, absolute insanity.
Well, what would that have paid? Who's going to have? Can I have Scottie Scheffler plus half of a win compared to the Rockies for the next month? That would have been. What would the price on that have been? On May 2nd, give me Scottie Scheffler plus half of an event against the Rockies win total.
Yeah,
and that would be a winner.
You do something, something with the end of the year. Will they win more series than Scheffler tournaments? I think is one, and then that's just, I mean, this is nuts since the May 3rd stuff and the May 1st stuff. I mean, 29 games compared to 4 events, and he's tied with you.
How about Rocky sweeps compared to Scheffler, like bogey-free rounds or something like that? We got to get Jeff Sherman on the case here from the Westgate. Yep. He can get creative. He loves looking at stuff like this, I think.
Well, there's just, I don't care. Who are they going to beat? When are they going to win a series? Will they sweep somebody? How many times will they
sweep
get
anybody?
Swept?
I want to know what
that's
is.
Another.
Just
good
put it up. Just don't even, when's their sweep coming? Just put it up. Will they sweep a team in the regular season? Yes, no.
Yeah, and that got a great response when Chris Bennett was in studio, who runs Circa's book, about, hey, I can make the number anything I want. We want sharp money on the Rockies. I can get it. But it goes back to, hey, it's baseball. You're going to win some games. Someone's going to sweep somebody, or someone, eventually you think the Rockies are going to take two
usually,
out of three.
Usually, but maybe not this team.
I know. I mean, that's right. That's why you can have so much. They might go 30-132. It could happen.
Of course it can. Paul, their win total is 37.5 now.
Yeah.
37.5. It was 48.5 like 2 weeks ago. You just know this team will overreact after how it ended. Do you concur? Up next.